Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here. Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause. We're diving deep into something truly powerful today. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, not another self-love episode, hear me out. This is about so much more than just liking yourself in the mirror, okay? It's about understanding that little voice inside your inner child and treating them with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Think about it. How many times have you been your own harshest critic? You know that feeling when you stumble, make a mistake, or just don't quite meet your own expectations? We all do it. But what if we could approach those moments with a little more grace and understanding, like we would for someone we truly care about? That's the magic of self-compassion. Here's the thing. Our inner child is shaped by our experiences, both positive and negative. They carry the weight of past hurts, fears, and insecurities. But here's the good news. You can learn to heal those wounds and cultivate a deep sense of self-love that radiates outwards, changing your entire life. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey of self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your inner child. Ever feel like there's a little voice inside whispering doubts or insecurities? That's your inner child speaking. Take the time to really listen to what they are saying, without judgment. Are they afraid? Sad? Frustrated? Understanding their needs is the first step towards healing. Think of it like meeting an old friend. You want to understand where they've been and what they're going through before offering any advice or solutions. 2. Offer gentle reassurance. You know how you'd comfort a scared child? Well, your inner child needs the same kind of love and support. When those negative thoughts creep in, remind yourself and them that you are worthy of love, happiness, and success. Repeat affirmations like, I am enough, I am loved, or I am capable. Even if you don't believe it at first, saying these words aloud can start to shift your mindset. 3. Practice self-care. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about prioritizing your well-being on all levels. Physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Think of it like this. If you wouldn't neglect a friend who is struggling, why would you do that to yourself? So, get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, engage in activities you enjoy, and set boundaries with people who drain your energy. 4. Forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. But sometimes we hold on to those past regrets like a heavy weight. To truly heal your inner child, you need to learn to forgive yourself for any wrongs you may have committed. Remember, everyone deserves a fresh start. 5. Be patient and kind. Healing takes time, so don't get discouraged if you slip up or have moments of self-doubt. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a loved one who is healing from a difficult experience. You are worthy of love, and your inner child deserves to feel safe and supported. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're presenting at work, and you completely freeze up in front of everyone. Ever had that happen? Yeah, we've all been there. That little voice inside starts screaming, you messed up, you're not good enough. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, how about you pause for a second and offer your inner child some comfort? Think, it's okay to feel nervous, everyone makes mistakes, this doesn't define me as a person. Then take a deep breath and try to refocus on the task at hand. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about being kind to yourself through the process. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you heal your inner child through self-compassion. Acknowledge them, offer reassurance, practice self-care, forgive yourself, and be patient with the journey. Remember, every small act of kindness towards yourself ripples outwards, creating a more loving and compassionate world for everyone. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've practiced self-compassion in your life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on our journey of healing. And don't forget to subscribe to Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause for daily doses of inspiration and practical tools to help you create a happier, more fulfilling life. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and remember, you are always enough.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.